I'm kind of jumping ahead in your life to what I know of a little bit. Since you being a two-time breast cancer survivor, has it changed you and how?
It did change me. I was not the same person after I was diagnosed. When I was diagnosed, it was like the only time in my life that I really did need to be strong and fight this. I had a lot of good doctors and good medical people that convinced me that I should fight it, and they had something to help me. So I went in this study. I had gone through the seventh treatment, and I was supposed to take eight treatments of chemo and then the radiation after that. And I started getting numb fingers and numb feet, which still is numb. And they wouldn't give me the eighth treatment because they said it would be detrimental to my life. So I didn't have the full treatments, but it was a change in me because of her situation. I knew her mother had gone through extreme illness. You know, she was married to my youngest son, and she was like a daughter to me. And we cared a lot about each other. I hated to see her suffer the way she did with that lupus that she had. And I prayed and I prayed and I asked God to let me survive so that I could see her graduate from high school. And it's going to happen in a few months. My wanting to survive because I thought that she, or I felt that she would be needing me. I came from my last, that treatment that they said would have killed me if they had given it to me. I left that treatment. She was born that day in that hospital. I walked from the chemo center to the OBGYN where she and her mother, and that was the first time I saw her. And I promised her mother, because she was very sick, that I would be there for her, not to worry about her. I am going to live for this child. And here I am, 18 years later, still living for this child. That was one of the happiest days of my life, too.
Do you think about dying? Are you scared? How do
Nope.
you feel?
Nope. I feel like when it's time, I will just go to sleep. After I've done as much as I possibly can do for all of my children and my grandchildren, I've done just about everything I was able to do. The rest is up to them.
I'm gonna miss you. Wherever, like, even like I always miss you, but even if like you're not here, or even when you are here and I go to college and you're like all the way up here and I'm all the way down there, and if you decide to like move back to Virga, so I'll only be like a couple hours away, but I always miss you. Always.
That's natural that you're going to miss me. But I'm not going anywhere until you land dead on your feet. Then I'll go, bye. And I've always said that. Lie down and out of here. Peacefully.
Thank you for doing this, even though you were like super nervous when I told you.
You think I was nervous?
No.
I was pretty relaxed. You pleased?
Yeah.